What's the masculine form of oneself, himself?
Sam.
Sam, yes. This word, sam, can form an adjective. With the ui ending, it becomes samui. Samui. And samui means the most. So to say the biggest, for instance, it is the most big. What is it?
Самый большой.
Да, самый большой. And the worst will be the most bad.
Самый плохой.
Да, самый плохой. Now let's do a sentence. Новосибирск, do you know the city of Новосибирск?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. In Siberia, of course, is the capital. So, Новосибирск is the biggest city in Siberia.
Новосибирск – самый большой город в Сибири.
Mm-hmm. Новосибирск – самый большой город в Сибири. Now, I want to remind you of a word that you know, Bolshevik. Yes, everybody knows the word Bolshevik. In Russian it sounds, by the way, Bolshevik. Больше. Yes, you do spell it больше, but you pronounce Bolshevik. If you drop the vik part of Bolshevik, you end up with больше. And больше is more. Больше more, or actually any more as well. So, how do you say, thank you, I don't want any more?
Спасибо, я больше не хочу.
Mm-hmm. So it's any more, not want. Спасибо, я больше не хочу. Yes. And how do you say, I can't anymore?
Я не могу больше.
Or?
Я больше не могу.
Mm-hmm. Я больше не могу. Nothing else is nothing more, or rather, more nothing.
Больше ничего.
Да. Больше ничего is nothing else. If you are asked, what else? You can say, nothing else, thank you. So what else?
Что еще?
Mm-hmm. Nothing else, thank you.
Ничего больше, спасибо.
Or, change the word order.
Больше ничего, спасибо.
Mm-hmm. Больше ничего, спасибо. Nothing else, nothing more, thank you. What was the word for early?
Рано.
Рано. And earlier, or previously, or before, or in the past, you form this word just like больше, and it becomes раньше. Рано becomes раньше. So, how do we say, could you prepare the documents earlier? Let's do the polite, could you, the very polite, could you, subjunctive that we did in the advanced. So, could you prepare the documents earlier?
Вы не могли бы готовить документы раньше?
But, shall we do the pair of to prepare, the two verbs for to prepare? General is готовить, and concrete?
Приготовить.
Приготовить. And you do need the concrete here, because you are talking about a concrete situation. So,
вы не могли бы приготовить документы раньше?
Вы не могли бы приготовить документы раньше? Or, in the meaning of previously, the same word. Previously, we used to often go to the cinema. But now we don't go because we have a DVD player at home. Don't worry, we're breaking it down. So, previously, we used to often go to the cinema.
Раньше мы часто ходили в кино.
Mm-hmm. But now we don't go.
Но сейчас мы не ходим.
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 Но сейчас мы не ходим. Because we have a DVD player, the same word.
Потому что у нас есть DVD player дома.
Да, at home. So, раньше мы часто ходили в кино, но сейчас мы не ходим, потому что у нас есть DVD player дома. Okay, we do use есть here because this is what the sentence is about. We do have it at home. Nobody goes to the cinema anymore. Now, anymore is the same больше. So, anymore doesn't go.
Никто не идёт.
Not now, but generally.
Oh, yeah. Никто не ходит в кино больше.
Mm-hmm. Now, will you place больше in front of the verb?
Никто больше не ходит в кино.
Mm-hmm. Никто больше не ходит в кино. What was the word for far or far away?
Далеко.
Далеко, yes. And further away, or just further, is дальше, дальше. So, we need to know what to do next, or we need to know what to do further.
Нам надо знать, что делать дальше.
Да. Нам надо знать, что делать дальше. And the word for better is a new word, лучше. Лучше. Чише. Лучше. This hotel is bigger and better.
Эта гостиница больше и лучше.
Да. Эта гостиница больше и лучше. Now the word for than, when you compare things, is чем. Чем. The same чем as we had in the question, with what. Yes, you had с чем. And to say the more, you say in English, the more, or the earlier, the better. In Russian, the first part starts with чем, the more, and the second, the more, starts with тем. So, the earlier, the better will be...
Чем раньше, тем лучше.
Mm-hmm, yes. Чем раньше, тем лучше. And the more, the better?
Чем больше, тем лучше.
Да, чем больше, тем лучше. The more we read, the more we understand.
Чем больше мы читаем, тем больше мы понимаем.
Конечно. Чем больше мы читаем, тем больше мы понимаем. And to say much more, or far more, it is намного. Yes, you add на to the word много as one word, намного. So, much more.
Намного.
More.
Больше.
Да. Намного больше. Much more. And much better.
Намного лучше.
Намного лучше. Yes. Actually, the word лучше can be turned into an adjective. How will you turn it into an adjective? It ends in e.
Лучший.
Лучший. Yes. The adjective лучший means best or the best. You can actually say самый лучший as well. But лучший on its own is also the best. How do you say my best friend?
Мой лучший друг.
Да. Мой лучший друг is my best male friend. Yes. And what would be my best female friend?
Моя лучшая подруга.
Of course, all feminine. Моя лучшая подруга. In the foundation course, we had I recommend. What is I recommend?
Я рекомендую.
Mm-hmm. Я рекомендую. I recommend. And he recommends?
Он рекомендует.
Он рекомендует. Yes. Now, the word for interest in Russian is?
Интерес.
Интерес. Yes. And to say this interests me, you have the verb this interests. What is this interests? You said this recommends or he recommends. Yes, now say this interests.
Это интересует.
Mm-hmm. Это интересует. Now how do you say this interests me?
Это интересует меня.
Yes, now change the word order.
Это меня интересует.
Хорошо. Это меня интересует. This interests me. Or you say I'm interested in it. Yes, or I am keen on it. And what is the question? What interests you? Or what are you interested in?
Что вас интересует?
Да, конечно. Что вас интересует? What is the word for politics or policy?
Политика.
Политика. Yes. How would you say I am interested in politics and sport?
Политика и спорт меня интересуют.
You said интересуют because it's both. Politics and sport, but you could have used the singular verb in this sentence. Политика и спорт меня интересует. Now, will you please start with I'm interested in? Just change the word order.
Меня интересует политика и спорт.
Очень хорошо. Меня интересует политика и спорт. And how do you ask, Zara, and you, keeping to the same me, you, and you?
И тебя.
А тебя.
А тебя.
Mm-hmm, by contrast. And if you address her formally?
А вас.
А вас. And I am more interested in music and literature.
Меня...
And, let's do and, but.
As in by contrast.
By contrast.
А меня больше интересует музыка и литература.
Mm-hmm. Right. А меня больше интересует музыка и литература. The word for idea, what is idea?
Идея.
Идея. And the plural, you change я to и, it becomes...
Идеи.
Идеи. Ideas. Идеи. Yes. And recommendation is what?
Рекомендация.
Рекомендация and recommendations.
Рекомендации.
Да. Two is рекомендации. A comment. A comment is комментарий with a short e in the end. Комментарий. Think commentary. And comments. You change the short e into the e.
Комментарии.
The same. Double e. Комментарии. Yes. Now let us say, we are interested in your comments and recommendations. And the verb is going to be plural.
Нам интересует.
We are interested.
Нас.
Something interests us.
Нас интересуют ваши комментарии и рекомендации.
Нас интересуют ваши комментарии и рекомендации. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested in these problems. Plural again.
Меня не интересуют эти проблемы.
Mm-hmm. Меня не интересуют эти проблемы. Yes. And you say me neither. And in Russian it is me too.
Меня тоже.
Yes. The same меня taken from his sentence. Меня тоже. Yes. The full sentence would be меня тоже не интересуют эти проблемы. Now, this меня интересует or меня интересуют can also mean I would like to know or I would like to find out. In the foundation course, we had the simple construction I wonder, which was what?
Интересно.
Интересно, yes. But you can also say it differently. I would like to know using меня интересует. So, I would like to know where, for instance.
Меня интересует где.
Mm-hmm. Or I would like to know why.
Меня интересует почему.
Mm-hmm. I would like to know where I can have my watch repaired.
Меня интересует где можно починить часы.
Okay, yes, I'd like to know where it's possible to repair the watch. Меня интересует, где можно починить часы. And what is he is interested?
Его интересует.
Mm-hmm. Or he would like to know. Его интересует. And she would like to know.
Ее интересует.
And they would like to know.
Их интересует.
Их интересует. Mm-hmm. And you are interested, the informal, if you address a friend, you are interested.
Вас тебя интересует.
Yes, the friend. Тебя интересует. Now let's change the sentence about the watch slightly and say, I need to have my watch repaired. To me needed.
Мне надо починить часы.
Мне надо починить часы. And what is we need?
Нам надо.
Нам надо. And you need the polite, the formal you.
Вам надо.
Вам надо. And the friendly to you is тебе, тебе. Yes, we had it in the advanced course. If you notice, this informal you, the friendly you, always follows the pattern of I. How do we say I have?
У меня.
У меня, and you have?
У тебя.
У тебя, yes. And we also had with me.
Со мной.
Со мной, and with you.
С тобой.
С тобой, yes. Now we have to me.
Мне.
And to you.
Тебе.
Тебе, friend, yes. To him is ему. Ему. It rhymes with почему. How do you say, why to him?
Почему ему?
Mm-hmm. Почему ему? Yes, the same ему ending. So how do you say he needs, or to him needed?
Ему надо.
Ему надо. He needs to work. He has a big family.
Ему надо работать, у него большая семья.
Очень хорошо. Ему надо работать, у него большая семья. And to her is ей. two letters there. The second one is short E. Ей. She doesn't need to work, or she doesn't have to work today. She has a day off. So to her is not needed to work today. She has a day off.
Ей не надо работать сегодня. У нее выходной.
Да. Ей не надо работать сегодня. У нее выходной. They need, or to them needed, is им надо. Another word for надо is нужно. Нужно. The same ending as in можно. Нужно. And it means exactly the same as надо. You can say they need to hurry. Yes, let's do the first. Надо.
Им надо спешить.
Or the second one.
Им нужно спешить.
Yes, the meaning is the same. Им надо спешить or им нужно спешить. How do you say me too in this situation?
Мне тоже.
Мне тоже. But there is a difference between надо and нужно in the fact that надо is only used with verbs. Yes, need to do something. While нужно can be used with nouns, when you need something. Yes, a noun, a thing. And in this situation, this word, нужно, takes the ending of this noun, like the words that you know, сам or прав. So, for instance, he needs a car. Yes, car is feminine, and нужно becomes нужна. Нужна. So, he needs a car with air conditioning. He needs, to him needed.
Ему нужно.
Нужна, accent the ending.
Ему нужна машина с кондиционером.
Да. Ему нужна машина с кондиционером. Now let's say consultation with a specialist is needed. Now, what's consultation?
Консультация.
Консультация. Да, консультация. And it is feminine again. Now, a consultation with in Russian becomes consultation of a specialist. And a specialist, what is a specialist? Let's do it the Russian way.
Специалист.
Специалист. So, consultation with a specialist is needed. Let's start with needed.
Нужна консультация специалиста.
Да. Нужна консультация специалиста. So that was нужна, the feminine form. Now let us do the masculine form to go with a masculine noun of what you need. And it's нужен. Нужен. It ends in a consonant like it should. And you have the е in between. Жен. Нужен. Let's say supper is not needed.
Ужин не нужен.
Okay. Ужин не нужен. Now let's extend it and say vinaigrette for dinner, supper not needed.
Винегрет на обед, ужин не нужен.
Винегрет на обед, ужин не нужен. Different endings, in or yen, but they sound the same because they are both unstressed. Soviet. The word Soviet comes from the Russian word Soviet. And you spell it Soviet. Soviet, which means council. That is why to say British council, yes, you have the adjective for British. What's the adjective for British?
Британский.
Британский. So, British Council.
Британский совет.
Британский совет. Yeah. And we can form an adjective from совет. It is what?
Советский.
Советский. And was part of the name of the Soviet Union. Yes? Советский Союз. Союз is union. Советский Союз. Right. But we need the word совет. Here, we're interested. Нас интересует слово совет. Because it means advice as well as counsel. Advice. So how do you say, I need your advice?
Мне нужно.
But it should agree with совет, yeah. Which is masculine.
Мне нужен ваш совет.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have to pronounce о because it's unstressed. Совет. Мне нужен ваш совет. How do you say, we need good specialists? Now it is plural, specialists, so need should be in the plural. We need good specialists.
Нам нужны.
Accent the ending, please.
Нам нужны хорошие специалисты.
Mm-hmm. All plurals. Нам нужны хорошие специалисты.
To make the sentence more general, to say good specialists are needed, you just drop нам. What will it be?
Нужны хорошие специалисты.
Mm-hmm. Нужны хорошие специалисты.
You'll be able to do more practice with this needed, нужен, in the user guide.